Welcome, Freedom Fighters, to the Miles for Freedom podcast, the podcast that brings adventure, sport, and awareness to see people freed from slavery. In a world where 27 million people are trapped in human trafficking, we want to bring a series of interviews that will inform, inspire, and influence you to move for freedom. We'll inform you with stories from freedom fighters who are leading movements and organizations. Stories like that of Cheryl Oliver, who left the finance world to help free women from the sex industry in Dayton, Ohio. This podcast will bring inspiration from people like Julia Immelman, who have used sport and adventure to fight trafficking. And most importantly, this series will influence you to ask the question, how can I move for freedom?
Episode 3, titled Prevention in Costa Rica. I'm your host, Gentry Darby. I want to first apologize for the delay in episodes as I had some technical difficulties. Maybe I was a bit ambitious to announce that we would release new episodes every 2 weeks. Without further delay, our guest today is Rick Bell of Carpio Breakthrough. My hope is that this interview will allow you to dream of ways you can use your talents and skills to influence others to move for freedom. Rick uses skateboarding to help others, but I hope that you will use what you are good at to fight this injustice. As you listen to today's episode, make sure you find Rick on Facebook.com/CarpioBreakthrough and Twitter.com/CarpioBreak. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter using @MilesForFreedom. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you in December with the next episode. Well, welcome, Rick, to the Miles for Freedom podcast. Good to have you.
Thank you, brother.
So I'm excited to talk to you a little bit about what you're doing in Costa Rica. And just kind of tell our listeners kind of the backstory of how you got involved with Costa Rica, and then we'll talk about later where you're headed, Costa Rica.
Yeah, man. I'd love to. Well, the guy that's interviewing me, to all of you listeners, pretty much dragged me to Costa Rica. He kept asking me over and over again one summer, and I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to be able to go. I kept putting it off, and he kept asking me, hey, man, I have these ladies that are going with me to this mission trip to Costa Rica, and I really need some guys. Could you please hop on board? I'm like, I don't really know you that well, but I guess, like, I don't know. And finally, it just got to a point where I knew I wasn't taking summer classes, and so I ended up saying yes. You know, why am I pushing this off? And so I went, and it was the best decision I ever made, I think, and I guess one of the best decisions I've ever made. I went with Gentry and the team, and we got to serve a local church in somewhere near San Jose. I can't remember exactly what it was, but served there at the church for their equivalent to our vacation Bible school with kids, and got to help just do some remodeling for a home of a needed family, and it was really cool. The best food I've ever had, ever, and went to the youth outreach that I fell in love with very quickly. It was called New Horizons, and they just reached out to the kids in La Carpio, Costa Rica, and got the kids off the streets, and got them into a youth program that allowed them to do some sports, soccer. They really love skateboarding.
Which is a big part of why you went, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I was big into skateboarding when I was younger, and whenever we went the first time, my heart broke because a lot of the kids that were skating there, that they skated so hard and they were really good, but they barely had any supplies to skate. And so my heart broke for them, and I said, you know, if these kids are getting fed the gospel, I believe they deserve to have the best skateboards possible, just because these kids are, I mean, they don't need it. They don't need the nicest boards, but they deserve it just because how much heart they have into what they do, and how much heart the mission leaders are pouring into them. My heart broke for their situation. I just felt like they deserve better supplies for them to continue doing what they're doing, because they're doing such a great job.
Right. Yeah. So just to explain, I helped plan this trip back to Costa Rica, because Costa Rica was a big part of my spiritual growth and restoration in the past 5 years. So after I found out about the skateboard ministry, I wanted to bring a team back. So that's why, as Rick says, I was bugging him to come, because I inline skate, and unfortunately inline skating is not very popular anywhere except for Europe. So if I wanted to reach the kids, I needed to do it through skateboarding, which I cannot skateboard, but I wanted to bring a group of skateboarders and then help build these ramps and just add on to their skate park and share the gospel with them. So you went to, the name of the city is La Carpio, right? So what happened after that trip that brought you back?
Just going back and being a part of what they do there in Carpio was the whole reason why I went back. I was so affected by how the gospel is able to reach people that, I mean, just seeing their example, how the gospel reaches people that need it the most in such a hard area. I mean, Carpio is not the easy city. It's not something that a lot of people would want to go on vacation to. It's a hard place. It's a lot of gang affiliation, a lot of prostitution, and a lot of drugs just flowing in and out of there. And so these people, these leaders that have hopped on board to help these kids through Christ for the City and they started New Horizons, they have nothing. And they get paid through donations from people that they don't even know, and they just serve Jesus where they're at to these kids and their effect on these kids and how much these kids love them, and they're so thankful to be with them. It tore me apart. I was just so thankful to be a part of it. And with the little that the kids had, I mean, the last day we were there was just phenomenal. One of the kids had gotten his T-shirt signed by all the kids that were there, a part of New Horizons, and they gave it to us. And these kids don't have the resources to just buy another T-shirt, you know. And so I've never experienced something so amazing. I've been on mission trips before, but that one just touched me in a whole new way, and how they're just willing to give whatever they have for us. And just, it touched me just to my core. So I just had to go back. I had to go back and donate and give whatever I could. I wanted to give them more skateboards. I wanted to patch up their ramps whenever, because these kids don't, they skate hard. So I wanted to go back and patch up the ramps once they got to that point. I just wanted to be a part of this ministry just because of what Jesus is doing in it and how obedient the leaders are to Jesus. And that it was astounding.
Awesome. Yeah. So one of the reasons we have you on the show here is, to talk about prevention. So prevention is kind of a hard statistic to follow to prove that you know that it was effective, because we don't know you know how to know if we're really preventing somebody from being trafficked, if we're preventing somebody from going into a gang. So do you think skateboarding in this community that is, you know, drug infested and gang infested, providing kids a safe place to skateboard, do you think that it prevents people from being trafficked or targeted for trafficking?
Yes and no. I think skateboarding itself is such a negatively termed, just it's negative to a lot of people. A lot of people don't see skateboarding as anything that could possibly be good. And they use that outlet because Costa Rica, there was not to my knowledge at the time, but Costa Rica is a huge base for skateboarding. A lot of people love skateboarding there. So it can go good or bad in Costa Rica. Either you can hang out with the best of the best in skateboard, or you can hang out with the worst of the worst in skateboard. But I think the difference is that this place is, they are providing skateboards. They are providing ramps and stuff. But they're providing the hope of the world as well. And that's what the kids are drawn to. And that's what's keeping them off the streets and away from doing the things that, you know, the lesser routes, the ones that they feel like they're trapped, that these people that are feeding them Jesus and allowing them to skateboard at this mission facility is the whole reason why they don't get caught up in the trafficking and stuff, because they find hope, they find an outlet, they find a way, you know what, like, I don't have to be a part of the statistic, I don't have to be a part of the groups of people that are hurting, you know, internally trying to get just barely scraped by. I mean, it's not about that. I think the biggest thing is that Jesus being fed where they're at and them being able to skateboard in the meantime is what's keeping these kids from, at least the guys, prevented from gang-related activity and any kind of drug trafficking, whatever you want to say. And I think the girls itself is the same way. I mean, the girls could, you know, craft or bake or do the classes somewhere else, maybe. But this place, this specific place that's being prayed for and invested into and just shining Jesus is the reason why they are not going to become another fall, you know, not going to be a part of that prostitution or the sex trafficking. It's because they're being protected by these people who love them very much and are keeping them off the streets. So I think it's just Jesus. Jesus is the reason why these kids are not going to become a part of that statistic. Yeah.
Right. So when you came back, that summer, it seemed like pretty soon after that, you came up with this idea, or this, I guess it's not really an organization, but just kind of like a grassroots little ministry called La Carpio Breakthrough. So where did that inspiration come from? Where did that name come from?
The name just came out of, I was sitting literally at Starbucks with a buddy of mine, and I was trying to come up with some kind of name for a group of people that would go down and try to, I guess, make a difference, even though we're not the ones that are making a difference. We want to go down there and be a difference. I was like, man, like these people just need an opening. They need some kind of like breakthrough. And my buddy was like, why don't you just La Carpio Breakthrough? And I was like, I don't know. That doesn't sound really good. Like, I don't know. It's not like, you know, the ear pleasing. Like, you're like, oh, that's, you know, but the more we talked about it, the more I said, I was like, that's exactly what we need. We need a breakthrough. We need these kids to have a breakthrough out of their situation and out of this, you know, hurtful problem area. And so, yeah, La Carpio Breakthrough came out of that. And then we dropped the La Carpio because apparently La Carpio is not what they call it. They just call it Carpio. So, we dropped the La and just kept it Carpio Breakthrough.
Okay. Got it. Hopefully there's no Spanish teachers listening, because I don't know what proper Spanish is, if the law is, but if that's what they're calling it on the street, you know, that's what it's about. It's about reaching the kids. So Carpio Breakthrough definitely sounds good in English, so we'll go with that.
Sounds great in English.
You have a website, you have t-shirts. Did you guys even make like tank tops, and what kind of stuff do you guys have?
So we had the bro tanks, you know, whatever you want to call them, the tank tops. And we had regular, just the white tees with Carpio Breakthrough on them with the sponsors on the back. And they did really great this year. And so, yeah, we'll have some more hopefully in stock for the wintertime, maybe some crew necks. And all the money that we get from that goes straight to the organization. Every year I buy the shirts out of pocket, and I just let that money that we get in just go straight towards the mission.
That's cool. It's a great idea. So how many times have you guys been to Costa Rica now?
Three times. This was my fourth time, including the first time I ever went with you. And then we went for our third time this past June, third year in a row, at the team as Carpio Breakthrough.
And is it the same group of people going each time? Or have you been able to introduce Carpio Breakthrough to new people in the ministry, of New Horizons to new people?
Absolutely. Every year we've had the same group of guys. It's myself and four other guys. The first year Gentry came with us, but the other two times it was the same consistent group that we had before. And then this last year, this third year, I really wanted some girl base. I need some girls to come and be a part of the girl ministry, because us guys, we can only reach so far with the guys, to the point where we want the girls to be touched by, you know, what we're doing and what our hearts are for these kids. And so I was able to talk to a girl that I served with at Passion City Church, who came on, and she spoke Spanish, and she was just on board from the get-go. And even when she was in such a financial bind at one point during the process of her saying yes to us going, she still was just so excited and was trusting Jesus. And of course he came through and allowed her finances to somehow multiply, and she was able to come. And then another girl who came with us, I had known for a while, and she was a part of the party scene whenever I was in the party scene kind of thing. And then she came and found Jesus and was just sold out for him. And she went on the world race, and she's just been around the world and proclaimed the gospel. And so I just wanted her to be a part of it. And so I met up with her, and she was completely on board as well. And she was able to raise funds really quickly, and she hopped on board with us. So it was two girls and five guys, including myself.
And is there a website or Facebook page where people can find you at?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Twitter. So we are just facebook.com/CarpioBreakthrough or twitter.com/CarpioBreakthrough. Or I think on Twitter, twitter.com/CarpioBreak, because breakthrough is too long.
Yeah, you got to keep those 144 characters.
You gotta keep it small. Keep it simple, keep it safe.
So you're thinking about going back in 2016?
I absolutely would love to. I would love to go back in 2016. We don't know what our vision is this year. This past year was really just an amazing time, and we got to take a step back and look at the faithfulness of Jesus in this ministry for the past 4 years that I've seen this ministry and how it's grown and multiplied. They got a huge grant at the beginning of 2015, and they were just able to, for a bakery and start up a better woodworking shop. A lot of great things just were able to be purchased and made for this ministry, and so they're doing great, and they actually were able to bring on all new staff, full-time staff, including a counselor and some teachers. It was really cool to see how God's just been faithful to this ministry, and so we don't know where to go to from here. They're still not getting their skateboards. That we're the only providers for skateboards and skate shoes. A lot of people bring skateboards, but they're not the best quality, or they're not really what the kids are used to skating with, and the skate shoes are usually not the best. And so we do our best to, we're involved with a local skate shop here in Douglasville called The Grind, and they were able to help us every year give them the best quality skate shoes for the best price. I mean, crazy discounts and amazing high brand skateboards and trucks and wheels and all that great stuff for a great price. They're just really stood behind us. We've done a lot of benefit competitions through them too as well, and they've just been so helpful and faithful to our ministry. And so to answer your question, we definitely want to go, and I'm actually in conversation with the leadership down there in Costa Rica, and so we're trying to figure out what's next, what's our next move, and where's our place now, and what do we do. And so that's what we're looking forward to, and that's what we're hoping for, that this next year, that we'll be able to find something specific that we can pray for, something specific that we can work towards, and something specific that we can lift up Jesus for. And so that's our vision for this next year.
Okay, yeah, we'll make sure that that we're praying for you, and hopefully the followers of this podcast will be able to lift you guys up in prayer about the decisions, about the fundraising. So tell me if you could think about just one or two of the kids, the teenagers down there that had an impact on you, like kind of describe one or two of the kids that you've been able to become friends with.
There's several of them, but the one that still tugs at the old heartstrings is a young man by the name of Antonio. He just completely wrecked me. 2 years ago, we went, and it was just us guys, and we actually, that year, we brought on an extra guy. He came with us, and he was through Passion City as well. He was on the students' team, and his parents were huge supporters in what we've been doing, and so their son wanted to be a part of it, and so he came with us, and we went down there, and our last day, this young man, Antonio, who looks a little rough around the edges and has a nose ring and toboggan, you know, normally the whole, you know, stereotypical skater, and you're like, oh, man, he's a little rough, but we kept hanging out with him, and we've known him for the past 2 years, and so, or we've seen him the past 2 years, and so we knew what he was about, and he was a nice kid, he was a little rough, and so hanging out with him and just loving on all the kids that year, and then the last day that we were there, he disappears and comes back, and similar to what happened to us the first year, he had his skateboard, and he had it signed by all the kids that were there, and it was signed, and he handed it to us, and we were just like, wow, thank you so much. And one of the other kids came up, and we had a translator there, and he just told us, you guys don't understand how much this skateboard means to Antonio. This is his life. This is what he loves doing. This is his outlet. This is where he escapes with, and he's given it to you guys out of appreciation for what you guys are doing here today. And we just all, I mean, we couldn't hold back tears or nothing. We were just weeping, and Antonio was crying, and it was just one of the craziest moments of my life, just seeing the generosity of a young man who was so appreciative of what Jesus is doing through us and to that ministry. And so thankfully, of course, we had a brand new skateboard in the back with all of our stuff that we were going to give away to the kids. So we just went ahead and right back, just gave them the new board. And we're like, we can't take away your one thing. And so we got his board, and he got a brand new board. And so it was a good trade in our eyes. So. But yeah, he was, yeah. It's still, that moment will always stick with me forever.
Yeah. And I'm sure he would have given it to you regardless of what he was getting in return. It sounded like he was really touched by what you guys have been doing. That's a great, great story. So our podcast is the idea around our podcast is that we inform people, influence people, and inspire people to move for freedom. So what is one way that Rick Bell moves for freedom?
A Move for Freedom by opening my hands to Jesus and saying, wherever you want me to go is where I want to go. You know, you look back in the Bible, so many different areas in life. I mean, it actually, first off, me just saying that, first off, is just amazing to me because, I mean, if you would have talked to me 6 years ago, I would have laughed at you if you would have said this kind of stuff to me that I was saying to you today. My hands being open to Jesus is like many of the people in the Bible where they don't have anything. I'm not a talented skateboarder. I like skateboarding, but I'm not like an amazing skateboarder. I'm not an amazing individual. I'm not very talented. I don't have a bunch of stuff, but in the Bible, it's just super prevalent that people that didn't have anything or didn't have any kind of talent were greatly used by God in great ways. And I don't know what the lasting result will be where I'm at Costa Rica or what ministry that I'll be a part of one day. But hopefully one day I'll know on that whenever I'm in heaven. But I think the greatest move for me going towards freedom and how I want to free others is because, first off, I know what it's like to be in bondage. And I only know that just because of what I've been through. But my hands being open to Jesus is the best way for me to move towards freedom because I'm available and I'm open to what He has for me to do. And He's led me down to Costa Rica, and I love every minute of why I'm there and what I'm doing there. So that's pretty much it.
Good answer. So, that's about it. We enjoyed talking to you, and we hope that your trip planning, or maybe you're just supposed to give money next year, wherever God leads you to do, you know, for 2016, that it goes well. But we just want to thank you for coming on the Miles for Freedom podcast today.
Man, thank you so much for having me, Gentry. It was a pleasure, man.
All right. Well, have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, man.